Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States joins the international community in calling for Mali to transition on schedule to democratically elected government. That was the message U.S. Acting Alternate Representative for Special Political Affairs, Jeffrey De Laurentiis, told the U.N. Security Council at a recent briefing on Mali. In addition to threats to its citizen security from violent extremists with ties to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, Mali has been torn in recent years by political instability, including a coup d'etat and the ousting of the civilian transition leaders within 9 months. In August of last year, Colonel Assimi Goïta led a coup that ousted the democratically elected president. After pressure from the Economic Community of West African State, or ECOWAS, a transition government was established with the roles of prime minister and president held by civilians. Colonel Goïta served as vice president in that government for 9 months. On May 24, 2021, he detained and ousted the civilian leaders. Days later, Mali's constitutional court named him as transition president. On June 9th, Goïta appointed Chokel Kokala Maiga, a civilian and former leader of the Patriotic Movement for Renewal, as prime minister. The United States, along with members of the international community, has called for the release of detainees and those under arrest in Mali. U.S. Ambassador De Laurentiis said their detention is a direct assault on the country's ongoing transition to the return of democracy and on the rule of law. In addition, because a democratic, civilian-led government presents the best opportunity to achieve security and prosperity in Mali, a commitment by the new transition government to holding elections as scheduled in February 2022 is a top priority. It is critical that the February 22 elections be free and fair and are administered by competent and impartial election authorities using transparent processes, said Ambassador De Laurentiis. He also declared that under no circumstances should the transition president, vice president, and prime minister be candidates in the upcoming presidential elections, pointing out that a government must not lose sight of its responsibility for protection of civilians and human rights. Ambassador De Laurentiis called on the transition government to create conditions for stability and address social grievances as well. We will consider a range of foreign policy options in response to any actions that impede the transition to a duly elected government, Ambassador De Laurentiis said. We stand firmly with the people of Mali in their aspirations for democracy, peace, development, and respect for human rights.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.